Hey, welcome to All Things Plant-Based Podcast with me, Sandra Larguespada. Wow, it's been so long since I first started my podcast in 2017. It used to be called Unearthed by Sandra. Shout out to anyone listening that's hung around for all these years. I wasn't consistent, and I decided to take a long pause while I pursued a more traditional career path at the time. So if you're there listening to this, thank you. So I decided to rebrand from Unearth, bringing issues to light, to talking about all things related to vegan and plant-based. When I first started the podcast, I was really passionate to talk about what I was learning from working in the food industry. I had just started my career. I had graduated with the food science and nutrition education. And there was so much that was happening behind the scenes that I felt like the average consumer did not know about. A big part of that was animal cruelty, factory farming, and the meat industry and dairy industry. So I just felt like it was my role and my mission to educate people. Yes, I'm still vegan, but I've also evolved and I've learned so much over the last 13 years since I started my plant-based lifestyle. You know, it's funny. I wrote out this whole episode on a Word doc, and I'm not even going by the script right now because I sound like a robot when I do. I am just going to keep speaking from my heart and share. I recently quit my 9-to-5 and decided that I wanted to take a career sabbatical with nothing lined up, just me, my journal, and some time to figure out what direction I want my life to go in next. I felt like I had been cruising comfortably for too long. I was working for a hunger relief organization, managing a program that helps redirect all the food that doesn't get sold from retail stores, grocery stores, to food banks and organizations that help underserved communities. And yes, my first 2 years there were incredibly rewarding. I always knew I wanted to help people, and I figured I finally found a way where I could be both financially stable and personally fulfilled. And that's partly, if not mostly, the reason why I stopped podcasting for a while, because I felt safe, finally. I felt like I didn't have to hustle. I felt like I could be still and enjoy the place I was in my life. However, the last year and a half, I started to feel like I just didn't belong there. The universe kept showing me that that place wasn't for me. My values weren't fully aligned with the organization. I didn't feel comfortable nor safe being my authentic self. I also didn't agree with how it was being run. And I became upset, sometimes resentful, but I stayed longer than I should have because it was my safety net. I didn't want to go back to a place that I had worked so hard to get out of in my earlier years. I've been on my own since I was 19 years old. Most of my 20s was me being in survival mode, making sure I had just enough to pay my bills and buy my essentials. And it wasn't really until I turned 27 that I finally reached a place in my career where I felt like I made it. Except I got so comfortable with being comfortable that the last 2 years of my life turned into cruise controlling most of the way through. So much time has passed since I started my podcast, and deep down inside, I knew I always wanted to come back to this. I just couldn't help the feeling of shame and embarrassment and like I had given up, or that, I don't know, it was an internal voice in my head that was telling me I would quit or fail again because I've always done that, even though I haven't, but that's just what my inner voice was telling me because sometimes we could be so cruel to our own selves. And oh gosh, so many thoughts. I feel like most people see me and they see a confident person who likes to dance, act silly, post fitness videos on my Instagram. And yes, I am all of those things, but I'm also really scared. I can be confident, but I also want to go out and do the things that don't come easy to me, but will help me grow. I knew that the only way to do that is by trying new things and not letting other people's opinions hinder my thoughts and just keep it moving. And so now that I'm on this career sabbatical, I have no choice but to figure it out. to go back to my roots, find out what excites me today. What can I bring into this world that no one else can? What would make me feel proud of myself and know that I'm genuinely living out my life the way that I want to? And I'll be honest, I'm still working out my answers to all of those questions. One thing I know for sure is that I love being vegan. I love knowing that my lifestyle choices make a difference on this planet. I love the feeling I get when I'm around animals and that sense that they trust me, that they respect me and I respect them, that I'm on their side. I love waking up each morning beside my little puppy and going on walks with her every day. I'm the most connected with nature than I've ever been in my life. And it's strange how you can feel so aligned and happy with a certain aspect of your life, but not have a clue what to do in another area. And that's me. I'm like Cinderella walking around in my rag dress, singing with all the squirrels, birds, and rats in my neighborhood, but I'm still trying to figure out my path to the castle. And yeah, it would be great if my Príncipe Azul could come and save me, but that's likely never gonna happen. And I know that the only person that can get me to where I wanna be is myself. I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting choked up even saying this out loud, but I also feel kind of liberated that I can say this. And I don't know how many of you are going to listen to this, but I hope that this resonates because I know there are more people that go through this than we think. And all that being said, I think now is one of the best times to really dive into the plant-based world. So much has changed in the consumer industry. Statistically, more people are buying products that are ethically made. People want natural ingredients and they want overall transparency from the brands that they buy from. And I want to share what I know and let you, the experts of your own lives, decide what plant-based choices make sense for you. I also want to eliminate stigmas around food being too expensive, inaccessible, or difficult. Let me tell you, when I started this journey, I had almost nothing. But I can talk about that in a different episode. I want to help people and businesses who are not vegan learn how to incorporate plant-based and cruelty-free options into their day-to-day, their menus, their operations, because I know that I have those skills to do so. So now that you have some background on my history and why I'm back, I'm really excited to get this podcast going again. I created a short listener feedback questionnaire that you can either access on my link tree. If you go on my Instagram and you click the link tree, you'll see the questionnaire, or in the description section of this episode. Please fill it out and let me know what you want to hear. It's going to be super helpful for me to kind of decide what direction I go in next. But you can expect to hear a new episode next week and every week thereafter. I haven't decided if it's Tuesday or Wednesday yet, but it'll be somewhere in between. So thank you so much for listening. This was short, hopefully light, but very honest. And I will catch y'all later.